Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration for the update of the Apple TV of September 2012. And in this demonstration, I want to show you two things to do with the new updated Apple software on your Apple TV. The first one being you can now move icons around, similar to what you can actually do on your iOS device, i.e. iPhone, iPod Touch or iPad. So that's point one. And point two, I want to show you the new accessibility menu where you can actually turn on and off voiceover or captioning very quickly by holding down your menu key when you turn the accessibility menu on. So let me just say that I'm currently sitting at the home screen of my Apple TV. I've got voiceover currently running, and of course I've installed the update already. Of course, going through settings, general, and then software update. So the first thing I want to show you is how to move icons around on your home screen. And I'm actually going to do two examples. I'm actually going to move podcast to the first item in the home screen, followed by the radio icon. So at the moment, I'm just going to press my left arrow to see if I'm on the first icon of my home screen.
Trailers, button, 4 of 11.
Okay, let me go to the left.
MLB iTunes Festival, button, 1 of 11.
Okay, and of course I'm using the Apple remote with the left arrow to move to the left. Okay, I'm going to press the down arrow on the remote.
Video, button, 6 of 11.
Move to the right.
Podcasts, button, 7 okay, of 11.
Okay, now what I'm going to do now is hold down the play pause, of course, which is in the middle of the up, down, left, and right arrows. If I hold it down for 1 second.
In moving mode, press directional buttons to move.
Okay, so it says in moving mode, press directional buttons to move. So I'm going to press the up arrow, and you can hear what it says.
Move to the left of MLB TV.
Okay, so it says move to the left of and the current icon. So I'm going to press the left arrow key.
Move to the left of iTunes Festival.
Okay, move to the left of iTunes Festival, and that's exactly where I want it. So I'm going to press the play pause key again to basically complete the moving action.
End of moving mode.
Okay, so now if I press the right arrow key.
iTunes Festival, button,
2
of 11.
Okay, iTunes Festival, 2 of 11. Press the left arrow key.
Podcasts, button. 1 of 11.
Okay, there's my podcasts. Let's go and do the same for the radio icon. So I'm going to press the down arrow to get into the next row.
YouTube, button, 6 of 11.
Press the right arrow key.
Video, button, 7 of 11.
And right arrow key again.
Radio, button, 8 of 11.
Okay, there's the radio. Hold down the pause play button in until it says moving mode.
In moving mode, press directional buttons to move.
Okay, I'm going to press the up arrow key.
Move to the left of MLB TV.
And left.
Move to the left of iTunes Festival.
And that's exactly where I want it. So I'm going to press the play pause button again, hold it in.
End of moving mode.
Okay, so if I press the right arrow key.
iTunes Festival, button, 3 of 11.
Press the left arrow key.
Radio, button,
2
of 11.
Okay, there's my radio and left key again.
Podcasts, button, 1 of 11.
Okay, and there's podcasts. So basically in moving mode, you hold down the play pause button in the middle of the round circle, wait till it says movie mode, and then of course use the up, down, left or right arrows or keys to move to your desired spot on the grid, and then press the play pause button again until it says out of movie mode. Okay, so that's the first point I wanted to show you about the movie mode in the new Apple TV software update. The second one is the new accessibility menu. Now, I'm just going to show you what the current menu key does when you hold it in. So I'm just going to go to the main menu part of the Apple TV from the home screen. I'm just going to press the menu button once. Of course, that's below your arrow keys, and it's the left-hand button on the remote. Press it once.
The main menu. Movies. Button. 1 of 5.
Okay, I'm actually going to go over to settings, so I'm just going to press the right arrow key.
TV show. Music. Computers. Settings. Button.
Okay, I'm going to press
5 of 5.
Play pause in the middle. Okay.
In settings, general, button, 1 of 7.
Let me go into general by pressing the OK or play pause button again.
In general, about, button, 1 of 15.
Okay, now what happens usually when you just press the menu key once, it takes you back to the previous menu. And of course, if you hold the menu key in like I'll do now.
In main menu, Settings. Button. 5 of 5.
I've come back to the main menu screen, and I'm currently sitting on the settings icon because that's where we were when we first went into it. But if we now go in and turn accessibility menu on, so I'm going to press the OK or play pause button in the settings.
In settings. General. Button. 1 of 7.
Okay, so play pause or OK button on general.
In general. About. Button. 1 of 15.
I'm going to press the down arrow key to come down to accessibility.
Name. Network. Parental. Remotes. Update software. Time zone. Sleep capture. Send data to app. Language. Accessibility. Button. 11 of 15.
Okay, there's accessibility. Press the OK or play pause button again.
In accessibility. Voice over. On. Button. 1 of 4.
Okay, it's voice over. Down arrow.
Speech rate.
Speech rate. Down button. Again.
Use pitch. On.
Use pitch. Button. Down again.
3 of. Accessibility menu. Off. Button. 4 of 4.
If I just pause.
To access accessibility options, hold down the menu button.
Okay, and it just gives us some extra information on the help. Okay, I'll press the OK button.
Accessibility menu. On. Button. 4 of 4.
Okay, it's now on. Now if I hold down the menu key.
1 of 1. Return to main menu. Button. 1 of 3.
Okay, so the first option is return to menu, because that's always the first option in the menu when you're in a submenu. If I press the down arrow key.
Voice over. Selected. Button. 2 of 3.
Okay, I can turn voice over on or off. And down again.
Closed captions. Button.
And I can turn closed captioning on or off. So I'm just going to go back up to the first option. I'm just going to press the up arrow.
Voice over. Return to main menu.
And I'm going to choose
button.
Return to main menu
1
by pressing the OK or play pause button again.
In accessibility. In main menu. Settings. Button. 5 of 5.
Okay, and we're back to the main menu of the Apple TV. So now, as I said before, if I hold down the menu key.
1 of 1. Voice over. Selected. Button. 1 of 2.
As you can tell, we've only got two menus now. We've got voiceover.
Closed captions.
And closed captioning
button.
Because we're not in a submenu. So if I go up arrow.
Voice over.
And
selected.
I'll turn
button.
Voiceover off by pressing the OK or play pause button.
Voice over off.
Okay, if I press the left arrow key. Hear it beeping. And we've got no speech. So to get speech back, hold down the menu key. And I normally just count for a second. And I'm just going to press the play pause button, or the OK button, because that's the first option in the menu, which should now be voiceover. So I'm going to press OK now.
Voiceover on, in main menu. Movies, button, 1 of 5.
Okay, so we're currently on movies, that's where I moved left to when we had the voiceover turned off. I'm just going to press the right arrow key.
TV shows, button,
and let's go into TV shows.
Purchase, 1 of 7, purchase.
And we'll go into purchased.
In purchase TV shows. All TV shows. 15. Button. 2 of 6.
Okay, so now if I press and hold down the menu key.
1 of 1. Return to main menu. Button. 1 of 3.
Okay, so as you can hear, we've now got three options again. The return to main menu.
Voiceover.
Voiceover.
Select closed captions.
And closed captions button. Again. So if I turn voiceover off this time, so I'm going to press the up arrow.
Voiceover.
Turn voiceover off.
Button. Voiceover off.
Okay, if I press the right arrow key. I've got no speech, but this time, because I'm in a submenu, if I hold down the menu key, again for 1 second, now if I press select now, I'm actually just going to return to the main menu. What I'm going to do is press the down arrow key once, press OK or play pause button again.
Voice over on.
And I've got voice over back.
TV shows. All TV shows.
Okay, so I'm going to hold down the menu
15,
key.
But 1 of 1, return to main menu, button. 1 of 3.
Okay, return to main menu. I'm going to select that's the first option. Okay, or play pause.
In purchase TV show, in main menu. TV shows, button. 2 of 5.
And we're back to the menu of the Apple TV. So that concludes the second point about the accessibility menu. The main thing to remember is that when you're in a submenu, you're going to get an extra item on top of that accessibility menu, which is return to main menu. Of course, the second choice would then be voiceover. The third choice is captioning. When you're at the main Apple TV screen, then the first choice in the accessibility menu is voiceover. The second choice is captioning. So those were the two main options I wanted to talk about in this brief demonstration. i.e. moving icons around on your Apple TV home screen, and the ability to be able to now toggle through the accessibility menu voiceover or captionings on or off. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.